And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, The Blessed Tailor, was written by Daniel Silverstein.
My name is Benjamin Miller. For 30 years, I've been a rabbi in Philadelphia. And many times, members of my congregation have come to see me with problems and asked for my help and advice. In all my years as a rabbi, though, the most unusual situation with which I had to deal concerned a tailor named Morris Rubens, his wife, Dora, and their son, Jerry. It all began when I first came to the city of brotherly love. The Rubens had come from Poland when Jerry was a baby. But when my story begins, Jerry was 15 and already in his second year at high school. Mind you, this was 30 years ago. But as I recall, it all started one day when Jerry came home from school.
Hi, Pop.
Welcome home, my long-lost son. Your poor mother thought maybe you were dead.
I'm sorry, Pop, but I had a hard test to finish up.
What's this, Pop? I'm your father, remember that.
I'm sorry, Father.
What kind of a test?
Geometry.
Geometry, eh? You know, Jerry, because of your geometry, your mother's made herself sick. For your geometry, I've lost I don't know how much business, and who knows, for your geometry, we may not have bread on the table tonight.
Honest, I couldn't help it. You have to have advanced math to get through college, you know.
Advanced math, college. Who fills your head with such nonsense? All the arithmetic you'll need is to figure out the profits when you're in the tailor shop with me. Morris, Rubens, and Son. Just like my father before me and his father before him.
But, Pop...
What's this Pop again? A little respect when you talk to your father.
Okay, Father. But I want to get a scholarship and go through college someday and be a lawyer.
Oh, so it's Attorney Rubens. Maybe that's what you're learning in high school? To be ashamed to work with your hands? To be ashamed that your father works with his hands? Let me tell you, Jerry. I'm a skilled craftsman. And you're going to watch me and learn from me. And maybe one day you'll be proud to be a fine tailor like Morris Rubens. You know, but right now, use your advanced math and see how many outstanding bills you can collect so that we can pay the presser.
Is there anything else you want from me, Pop?
Respect. That's all I want. And don't call me Pop. And don't draw diagrams all over the counters with my chalk, huh?
Morris. Morris, I'm just about finished with Mrs. Hirsch's dress. It's all right?
Machines. It's all right, I suppose, for a dress for Mrs. Hirsch. But sewing by machine on a man's suit, never. Only by hand.
By hand only? We wouldn't eat anymore. Maybe if you would let the boy sew.
The boy is a boy, not a tailor. When he watches and respects his father's work for a long enough time, then I'll let him sew and make him into a fine tailor.
The lining in this coat is ripped. Should I sew it for you?
We have enough trouble without you sewing. You're not a tailor just by saying so. You know, back in the old country, boys worked in their father's shops till they were grown men before they even cut a buttonhole.
I know, Pop, but you have so much work.
Don't pity me, Lawyer Rubens. You'll just be on time for a change, and don't worry your mother. Pretty soon you'll be graduated from high school, and then I'll have my full-time assistant. Now, there's a customer. Go see what he wants while I do some work.
Hello. May I help you?
I'm Rabbi Miller, the new rabbi at the temple. I only just arrived. Is your father in?
Well, he's in the back. Shall I call him?
Please, it's rather urgent. I need his help. My baggage has been misplaced and won't arrive for another week. The only clothes I have are those I'm wearing.
Well, who sent you to Pop? I mean to my father.
Well, I was told he was the best tailor in Philadelphia, so I came here because I must have a new black suit for the Sabbath.
The Sabbath?
Yes.
What? Today is Wednesday. Gosh, Rabbi Miller, that's an awful short notice. He usually takes at least a week for a suit.
I'd really appreciate it if he could do it. I'll try to make it worth his while.
Well, I don't know if he can. He's been working very hard lately, and he's very busy. But I'll ask. Wait here. Pop, the new rabbi is out front. And he wants a suit and made it in a hurry.
And now, don't bother me. My whole schedule's thrown off with your geometry.
He says he must have a good black suit. He'll try to make it worth your while.
Worth my while to drop everything for a suit? Tell him my while is too expensive.
Morris, it's the new rabbi. Do you want him to go to Meyer Friedman and buy ready-made?
When does he need the suit?
Day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow? Tell him it couldn't be done in twice the time. Not by hand. Tell him I'm not a machine and we're not running a factory.
Morris, it's the rabbi. There are many ways of saying no. Now, you go out and say it to him nicely. It can't hurt to talk to him.
I have no time to talk 2 days. The whole thing's a joke. Meyer Friedman probably sent him here.
No, Pop, the congregation sent him. They said you were the best tailor in all Philadelphia.
In all Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
Huh? The best, huh? All right, he's the new rabbi. It can't hurt to talk it over. If he lets me have a week, I'll take the job.
He's out front. Should I do anything with these vests?
Yes. Study the work I've already done. Then you can rip out my bastings.
Ah, Mr. Rubens. I've heard a great deal about you and your work. Did your son tell you why I'm here?
He told me. Now, you tell me again.
Well, there's really not much to tell. My baggage has been delayed in transit and may not arrive for another week or two. All I have is the suit I'm wearing, and it's not becoming for the Sabbath.
No, no.
I could get a ready-made suit, altered on time, but I'd really prefer a hand-tailored one.
Of course.
I know it's a great deal to ask. What do you say? Can I pick it up Friday before sundown?
You know, Rabbi Miller, I'm not a young man, and a suit by Morris Rubens is every inch hand-tailored.
Well, maybe with such a rush, the inner seams could be run up on the machine.
That would be cheating, and such ethics wouldn't be becoming to a business that's straight out of the Bible.
I don't seem to recall.
It's right there in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis, that Adam discovered that he was naked and he was ashamed and hid from God. Right there we tailors came into being. So I guess maybe I have a responsibility to try to keep you from being ashamed before your congregation and see that you are properly clothed before God.
I've never thought of it that way before. And thanks, Mr. Rubin.
Don't thank me yet. I haven't even started. When I finish, you can thank me by showing off the suit to your congregation. And when you tell them it's hand-tailored, they'll be able to trust their rabbi. Jerry.
Yeah, Pop?
Come. Take down Rabbi Miller's measurements. Waist, 34.
Waist, 34.
Shoulders, 42.
Shoulders, 42.
Chest, 38.
Chest, 38.
How's it going, Pop? The suit, I mean.
Yeah, it's very slow, Jerry, and I'm very tired.
Is there anything I can do?
Well, just maybe take the pins out of the lapels. And then bring me another glass of tea with plenty of sugar. They say the sugar gives energy, huh?
Are you sure, Pop? I mean, you've already...
No, don't argue. Just tell Ma to fix the tea, and then you go to bed. You got school tomorrow.
I'll get the tea, Pop. Mom?
Oh, how's your father?
He's very tired, but he's sure determined to finish this one on time.
Well, how is it coming?
It's taking on shape. He wants more tea with lots of sugar.
More? He's already had 4 glasses.
He says the sugar gives him energy.
Or diabetes. Oh, I'm worried, Jerry. Your father's not a young man, and he's not used to working under such pressure.
Listen, Ma, yeah. You go to bed. I'll get the tea.
Oh, all right, Jerry. You're a good boy. Oh, don't forget to put 5 lumps of sugar on the saucer. And, Jerry, keep your father company. Maybe he won't notice how tired he is if you make conversation a little bit.
Your tea.
Pop!
Don't yell, Jerry. Don't yell.
Oh, you fell asleep. Look, Pop, why don't you forget the whole thing?
Huh?
In the morning, Rabbi Miller can go over to Meyer Friedman's and pick up a suit ready-made. Then you won't have to kill yourself.
If I can only keep going. Jerry, look at it. Did you ever see such a beautiful piece of cloth? Such a stylish cut. This isn't just a suit, Jerry. It's a very special one, a Sabbath suit. You know, Jerry, when I told Rabbi Miller to pick it up the day after tomorrow before sundown, I wasn't only making a promise to him. I felt as if I was somehow making one to God, too.
Well, if that's the way things are, Pop, here's your tea. And maybe you'd better take it with all five lumps of sugar.
Dora, Jerry.
What's wrong, Larry?
It's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Of course, you were very tired last night.
Yeah, but what about the rabbi's suit and my reputation?
Morris, you needed your sleep. You didn't look good.
Yeah, where's Jerry? Why didn't he wake me up, huh?
Jerry's out front. He came to me at 7 o'clock and said you were sleeping.
Big talker, big bragger, Rubens the tailor, setting himself up as God's clothing representative. Me, Morris Rubens, who never yet had anything ready for a customer when he called for it, promising a rabbi his Sabbath suit in 48 hours.
You meant only to help, Morris.
And what am I supposed to tell our new rabbi? That I was tired and thought I'd take a little snooze? What's Rabbi Miller going to do now? Did anyone think of that? Wear a Meyer Friedman's ready-made? With not even enough time for alterations? And believe me, on those ready-mades, you could alter for a week and never have a fit.
Oh, come, Morris. Look, I'll call Jerry. For once, we'll all help. Jerry will stay home from school and make buttonholes, and I'll sew inner seams on the machine. Half a custom-made is still better than a whole ready-made.
This is no time for jokes. I've failed my profession, my rabbi, and my God. Oh. And... Dora! The suit!
What's the matter? Is it missing?
It's right where I left it.
Oh. You screamed, so I thought something had happened.
You thought right. Look. Hmm? Look at the suit. The jacket is practically finished. And it's hand-sewn from top to bottom as good as I could do myself.
Morris, who do you think sewed it?
Well, I don't know. There's only one other tailor who can sew like Morris Rubens, and that's Meyer Friedman, before he took in ready-made. And Meyer Friedman, anyway, isn't coming over in the middle of the night to help out his competitor.
All right, then, who did it? Fairies?
What do you mean, fairies? It must be a miracle. Yes. God's chosen me and given me a miracle.
Morris, I knew it. All that tea and no sleep. Your mind is affected.
Listen, Dora. Last night, I prayed to God to give me a little help. I told him I needed just a little help for the new rabbi, you know, and he listened.
Look at how nice the sewing is. Look. And all the while, I was sleeping.
Jerry, come here. I want to ask you something.
Tell me, Pop.
No. Did you see anything last night?
See anything? Like what?
Nobody came into this room. Nobody bothered my threads.
Not that I noticed. I was the only one here.
I gotta sit down. Jerry, you must always trust in God. In one way or another, he'll always hear your prayers. You know, as pitiful as you may think your father is because he's a tailor, he's still pretty important with God. Don't forget that.
What's happened?
What's happened? A miracle's happened.
He's talking about the jacket being sewn. He says that it's a miracle from God.
A miracle?
Quick, Dora, go call.
Call who?
Call who? The rabbi, of course. He must come right over and pray with me.
But, Pop...
Now, you go take care of the store.
Now, why do you want the rabbi? He's a busy man.
Well, God must know we appreciate his kindness. Jerry, stop standing around. Go out front and open the door.
What shall I tell the rabbi?
I tell him the holiest man in his congregation is Rubens the tailor. Yes. Tell him to come and see the miracle God works for good, righteous men. Say God is good, and Rubens the tailor wishes to show his deep appreciation by having the rabbi pray with him.
I'll tell him, but... You'd better finish up the buttonholes on the miracle before the rabbi comes.
Jerry, never mind the store. You go to Meyer Friedman's.
And say what, Pop?
And say that the new rabbi came for a suit for the Sabbath and that God has been helping me to finish the commitment. Tell him I should like him to come and witness the miracle.
Just look at the stitching.
Must have been quite a tailor. God, take it from an expert. Your tailors sew like professionals, almost as good as I do. Almost as good. Thank you, God. Oh, and thank your tailors, too. Dora, where's the rabbi?
I told you, Morris. When I called on the rabbi this morning, he told me he couldn't get here before supper time.
All right, then where is he? I don't want God to think we forgot.
Why? You've been praying all day, haven't you?
Certainly, but who am I?
You've been chosen by God, you say. That makes you somebody.
Chosen, maybe. Chosen a tailor. I sew because that's what I'm meant to do. But he's a rabbi and he's meant to pray. Anyway, Rabbi Miller's the only one who'll know positively that what happened was a miracle.
Oh, speaking of miracles, how much of the suit is still to be done?
I'll be finished with it by tomorrow, God willing, in time for Sabbath.
Dora,
go look and see if any more's been done on it.
I've been afraid to look.
No, it's just like before. But what do you want? You've had the needles all day.
That's true. Even God's tailors have to have needles.
Is anyone home? It's Rabbi Miller.
Oh, I'll go and fix supper.
Good. And then send him back here.
Yeah, sure. Hello, Rabbi Miller. Morris is waiting for you in the back.
Fine.
I'll have supper ready in a little while.
Hello, Mr. Rubens.
Hello, Rabbi.
I didn't expect to be invited for a fitting so soon.
Sit down.
Certainly been a nice day.
Nice day isn't the word for it. A blessed day.
I didn't realize you work so late every day.
I don't usually, but today is special.
Is tomorrow some sort of a holiday?
Not yet, but it will be. Rabbi Miller.
Yes?
Rabbi Miller, look at the suit that's on the table.
I see it.
It's very nicely sewn.
Very nice.
Well?
Well, what? I don't understand what you want.
What I want is to know if God sewed it, since nobody else did.
God? Maybe Mrs. Rubens did it.
She only sews by machine. That's done by hand.
All right, who sewed it? Somebody did. That we can be sure of.
God!
But why should God sew your suits for you?
I prayed to him. I asked him for help, and then I fell asleep. And when I woke up, there was the coat, practically finished.
Look, Morris, why didn't God complete the job if he was the one who sewed the suit?
I don't need it till tomorrow.
Do you think he intentionally left himself two nights' work?
Rabbi Miller, I had my wife call you so you could come over and pray with me. The suit is for you. And I thought you'd want to thank God for choosing us for his miracles.
I'm a religious man and a rabbi, so of course I'll pray with you. But I won't let you believe in a miracle unless we can prove it's really true.
What's there to prove? Last night the suit was just started. This morning the jacket is practically finished. Nobody was here. Nobody else could have done it. It must have been God.
Are you serious?
Of course I am.
All right, then. Tonight at 2:00, I'll come back here and wake you up. Is there any place where we can watch without being seen?
Yes. Yes, from up there on the landing.
Uh-huh.
You think you can see God?
Perhaps not. At any rate, we'll watch and see exactly what happens. You just do whatever you did last night.
All right, I will. I'll pray, and then I'll go to sleep.
Good.
And then, my good rabbi, then you and I will watch tailors we can't see sew a suit.
Fine.
And you'll find out that Rubens the tailor is a blessed man in God's eyes.
Wonderful.
And then we'll pray and give thanks and show our appreciation.
Stop it, Rabbi. Won't you come and sit down?
Please join us, Rabbi. Even the most blessed men must eat once in a while.
Rubens, it's 2 o'clock. Wake up. It's time to find out who is sewing the suit.
Rabbi Miller. Is it time? There's my other slipper.
Here.
Oh, thank you.
What happened earlier tonight?
What happened? I worked on the vest. Then I prayed a little bit, and as you can see, I went to sleep.
What about the pants?
What about them? They're not sewn yet.
And you believe God will sew them tonight?
He did the coat last night.
All right. We'll know soon enough. Is everybody else sleeping?
Certainly.
And are you ready to accept whatever you see?
I'm ready. But you know, Rabbi, maybe God won't sew while we're watching. Maybe it's not right to watch.
Mr. Rubens, we can't put it off any longer.
Yeah, well, it's time we found out. Come, let's go to the landing. But be very quiet. Take a prayer book in case it's God.
If it is God, we'll probably won't see him, Mr. Rubens. Surely neither you nor I are so holy that God should show himself to us. If it's God, perhaps we'll just find the suit already sewn, and then we'll give thanks.
Here we are. Creep up to the banister, and you look first.
Why?
You're a holy man, and you'll recognize things sooner than me.
Are you afraid of what you might see?
I fear God, Rabbi.
And do you fear your own pride also?
Well, maybe that too. I don't know. Please, you look first.
I will. I will. Hey, you wait here. Morris, come quietly and look. You're truly blessed.
It's God!
Come and see for yourself.
Yeah. I'm afraid to look.
Don't be afraid. Only remember that God acts in strange ways. Come, see for yourself.
Shh. Jerry! It's Jerry! He's disobeyed me. My son has disobeyed me. I've got to punish him.
Mr. Rubens, think for a minute. No. Has he done you wrong? He only thought was to help you.
But I told him.
He knew how important it was to you that the suit be finished.
But he let me believe that God had chosen me, that I'd been given a great blessing.
He was afraid that you'd be angry. And isn't the love and desire of a son to help his father a great blessing?
Yes. But my friends, I told them God had answered my prayers. They'll laugh at me and...
But you did pray to God. And isn't it possible that this was his way of answering your prayers? You asked for help. And here, as a miracle, came the help you needed.
Rabbi... And have I sinned in thinking God chose me for his miracles?
God forgives a little pride now and then from good men who wish to be forgiven. And I think he'll probably forgive a little bit of pride from you.
But what can I say to my son and my wife?
Tell your wife what's happened. And thank your son.
But maybe he doesn't want me to know.
Then just thank him for being a good son. He'll understand.
Morris, Who are you talking to? Oh, Rabbi Miller.
Yeah, Dora, come here a minute.
Yeah, what's happened?
Dora, God didn't sew the suit last night. It was Jerry. Our Jerry sewed it.
I know. He told me yesterday morning.
You knew? You knew and you didn't tell me?
Well, I didn't want you to be mad at the boy. This way you were happy, you rested, and the suit was sewn, and when I told the rabbi...
What? You knew, too?
I knew. That's why I had to show you your mistake.
I've been tricked. My wife and my rabbi and my son and even my competition are out to make a fool of me. All of them. Even God, too. Even God has allowed this joke and done nothing.
Wait, what difference does it make what anyone thinks? Not only have you a son who's as good a tailor as his father, but the suit that I wear to the synagogue tomorrow will be completely hand-tailored by Rubens the tailor.
That's true. That's true. You know, Rabbi, the more I think about it, no one has really made a fool of me. I was a fool to begin with.
No.
Me, Rubens the tailor, who thought he was blessed by God, has been blessed by God.
Yes, Mr. Rubens. You've been truly blessed.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you. And you know, we've had even another miracle, Rabbi Miller. The suit you were supposed to pick up from Morris Rubens, the tailor, at 4 p.m. today will be ready for you instead at 12 noon.
Morris, where are you going?
What does that boy think he's doing staying up all night? I'll finish the suit. Jerry, you've got to go to bed. You've got school tomorrow, and you can't miss a day. What do you think I want you to be, a tailor all your life? Not my son. No matter how well he sews.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Samuel J. Levy of White Plains, New York, member of the Board of Overseers of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America and a prominent civic leader. Mr. Levy.
There was a child went forth every day, and the first object he looked upon, that object he became, and that object became part of him for the day or a certain part of the day or for many years stretching cycles of years. Those words belong to a poem by Walt Whitman, which goes on to suggest that the child who represents all children of all time is nurtured in his growth by everyone and everything he encounters in his youth, by his friends and his enemies, by his successes and by his failures, by his teachers, his city, but most important, he is nurtured by his own parents, who give to him something of themselves each day. Whitman said, they become part of him. The mild words, the quick loud word, the sense of what is real, the doubt. So the blessings which our children bestow upon us are not so miraculous as they may seem. They are rather a product of the pattern of wisdom we try to give to our children. Taylor Rubens, for example, taught his son more than how to be a good tailor. And, like Rubens, we try to teach our children how to be good human beings. We teach them not with words alone, for words can seem but empty phrases without the accompanying deed. We teach our children by living ourselves, each day, with the honesty, the fullness of faith, and the goodness we ask them to make their own. We guide our young to see the good and the evil in our world and to understand it. We suffer with them through sickness and fear, and we tremble with joy at their achievements. So, we should thank God each day for the blessing of their growth and the fulfillment of being part of that growth.
Thank you, Mr. Levy. Our eternal light drama today, The Blessed Tailor, was written by Daniel Silverstein. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Leon Janney as Morris, Guy Repp as Rabbi Miller, Bryna Rayburn as the mother, and Dennis Bell as Jerry. This is Vic Robey. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.